equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
7-Eleven. When I first came to town, one of the first people I met was a guest on the program, was Stephen Graham. And I thought, well, there's a good dude. I said, you know, there's a guy, reminds me a lot of me, handsome, tall. And Stebbins said, we're nothing like each other. But I love Stebbins.
Golf, though.
I love Stebbins. I haven't seen him in too long. Good to see you, man.
You're still playing golf?
Oh, yeah, of course I am. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
Yeah. How's your game?
I haven't played in a long time, but it's okay.
You You're know, too busy writing books.
I'm doing the best I can, Steve.
Well, let's talk about identity leadership for a second, because you got to know who you are to be able to lead people.
Yeah.
All right, so help me out.
Well, identity leadership is self-leadership based on the philosophy that you cannot lead anybody else, like you said, until you first lead yourself. So I created a 9-step success process that talks about how to create self-actualization in your own life, how to take information and make it relevant to who you are so you can be an effective leader and perform at the highest possible level based on being real and authentic.
It's part of the stuff you try to teach teens in one of your books, right? I mean, it's got some threads in there.
Yeah, well, if you can do it young, you know, if you know who you
are.
And
you can carry it through
young,
life.
Yeah, because in school you're memorizing, taking tests, repeat the information back, you get labeled with a grade, and 2 weeks later you forget the information.
So right.
If the information is not relevant to who you really are, you waste a lot of time, you come out with a degree, you don't have a job, you don't know what you want to do and where you want to go and how you're going to get there.
So in identity leadership, you want people to walk away with a better understanding of themselves?
Of self, right, which is self-mastery. We want to focus on not the external, not being defined by all the external things, but focusing on the internal so you're clear on what you should be doing in your life.
And you also got to ask yourself some tough questions sometimes. You know, do you have a vision? What's your vision? That kind of thing, right?
Right. Well, there's a process for that. So once you understand who you are, you have an identity, then you need a vision. To see where you're going, you need a plan, you need a value system, you need a dream team, you need all those things that support you based on who you are and where you're going.
Is this different world, aside from the obvious, is this a different business world than when you got in?
Yes, because 21st century is asking you to be a self-directed learner, a lifelong learner, and traditionally we're used to retirement, we're used to being comfortable and all of that. This is the you economy, so you better take charge of your own development, otherwise you're out. That represents about 6.9 billion people who are doing the same thing over and over and not thinking and not developing and not building.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because we were talking about this the other day off the air, and I can't even remember who the conversation was with, but guys our age, because we're both 40 now, guys our age, you can be frustrated with how things have changed. You can be frustrated with the gig economy. You could be frustrated with what technology has done and how things are different and people are different and people don't look in the eye. Or you can understand this is the new world. So you better get in it. You better understand it. And you better play in that game.
You better control it.
Right?
You better control it. You better control your social economic development. You better control your legacy. You better control your brand. You know, you got millions of, channels out there now. You know, it's hard to break through all the clutter, a lot of noise.
Right.
So you better control something.
So how many books are you now?
This is the 12th one.
12?
12.
Good God, man. Dave, have I even read 12 books?
I think you've read 13, but just barely.
That was close. You're still fired up to do this.
Oh, my goodness. I've dedicated my whole life to it.
The thing is, I like what you've done, aside from the fact that I like it, you know that.
Yeah,
but but I like what you've done and the way you've been able to separate these business messages in unique ways. You're not reteaching the same lessons, but you're taking good things you've tried to teach in the past and you're bringing it through to the new project.
Well, what I understand that the process of success is the same. The difference is some people know it, some people don't. All I'm trying to do is teach people who do not know the process of success and how it works, and that represents about 99% of the people in the world who are struggling, to show them how to self-actualize their own potential, take control of their own development, learn how to take information, especially learning. Learn how to learn, read, develop, build, and create.
In taking responsibility for your own development, what if you are not able to recognize the areas that need the development?
That's why you have to have some help. That's why your life has to be interrupted, disrupted. which is the new word today. Mm-hmm. So you can create your own system for success and then co-create with the system in place, because the system in place is not relevant to your empowerment.
Okay.
So do you need someone who knows you maybe even a little better than you know yourself to kick you in the tail, or is it something you can do on your own?
Well, it's self-discovery if you have the awareness, but most of us don't have the awareness because we're stuck in the box doing the same thing over and over every single day. It's called work. You know, so we have no awareness about self-development and self-empowerment.
Well, that's the thing I like about the book is you've kind of laid it out here, so I don't have to spend too much time online trying to find all these resources to try to figure out who I am.
Thank you, Steve.
I mean, that was the goal, right?
Thank you very much. That is it.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you know, I know how it works. You get on YouTube, suddenly you're watching other stuff. You take it at the TV. Oh, there's a Hogan's Heroes rerun I haven't seen. I mean, you know.
Oh, man. You get stuck on that technology. You're being hypnotized. You get comfortable, and you don't do anything.
What are you doing for fun?
Fun. This is fun. I get to travel.
Well, I know
around.
That, but what are you doing for fun when you're having fun, Stedman Grant?
Fun is golf.
Yeah.
You know, fun is, you know, being home in Santa Barbara and spending time with Oprah. That's fun.
She's still asking about me all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to be really.
Tell her I'll call. Tell her to just relax.
Really
I'll call.
I get a chance to be on the radio with you.
Did she miss it the day to day?
She is doing what she wants to do, so she has control over her time, which
that's
is
what we all want.
Yeah. So it's really great, and she picks and chooses her project. So come on,
Steb and I were talking in the office when we were strapping young men. Now that we're strapping slightly older than young men, we're comparing grandkids. How about that?
That's pretty
special. Would have thought we'd get to that point.
That's pretty special.
It's the greatest, right?
Oh, it's the greatest. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
What do they call you, your grandkids?
Papa. Yeah,
Papa.
For me.
We got a Pops over here.
That's Papa and Pops. That's pretty good.
Well, Pops, because obviously I'm a black entertainer.
Well,
you know, and as that, Pops fits me perfectly.
Oh, man.
All right, let's talk about something else you know a little bit about, hoops.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bulls. You love them. I love them. We all would like them to play better. How long do we as fans have to put up with a rebuild?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Where's the vision for
this
team?
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you know,
we got to get them a box of your books.
This is not a short-term game. This is a long-term
right?
game. So where are you going to be in 5 years?
Right.
You should have thought about that 5 years earlier.
Right.
You know, so what are you creating? I don't understand, you know, why not organize a structure that's going to win in 5 or 6 years?
Take your shot.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like we're going one step forward, two steps back.
It's short term and it's long term. There's nothing, you know, it's not a ready-mixed situation.
Now, the game's changed some. When you were playing over in Europe, it wasn't the superstar game it is now, but we know the game. The game is you got to have a superstar or two or three. You can't build it with five guys that nobody knows and, you know, have them run a box and one.
Stop having these players run around here looking for a championship. Stay in one place and build a franchise. Build a team around you.
That's it.
You're the franchise, right?
Well, Dave's the franchise here.
But it is the game now. I mean, look at how much player movement there is and guys don't. I mean, look, Steph Curry looks like he's going to be playing in his fifth straight NBA Finals.
But
there aren't that many guys who are going to be in it for the long haul with one team.
Michael won 6 championships by staying in one place.
And by the way, it would have been 9 if he hadn't taken those 3 years off.
Yeah, absolutely. So why would you want to just go all around looking for a championship? If you're a franchise player, build everything around you. And I'm not going to call any names, but you should have stayed where you're supposed to stay.
I was talking to Steve Kerr about this, and obviously Kerr played on those Bulls teams. And he said, I get a lot of credit for stuff I don't deserve. He said, it's not that hard. You get really talented people, you throw them the ball, and you get out of their way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make them happy, and you build everything around that, and you have some consistency, because now you got, like I said before, you have a million channels. It's about building the brand. It's about sustainability over a long period of time. It's not short term.
Isn't that crazy? It ties right back to the book. Build a brand. Sustain the brand.
9 steps.
Work the brand.
Right. Work for the brand.
You said that the education system here is we're teaching kids to be followers and not leaders. What do we do to change that part of it?
We're teaching them to be non-learners.
Oh, non-learners.
Non-learners, because everybody thinks it's about school. It's not just about school. It's your ability to learn beyond school. It's the success is preparation. Success is when preparation meets opportunity. It's the prep word. Everything's about preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared for the marketplace? Are you prepared for a new job? Do you have any skills? What are your life skills? Are you relevant to the 21st century? As opposed to just saying, I want to be successful, I want to make a lot of money. You know, what have you done to prepare yourself for it?
Do you need, you know, a lot of kids get out of school now and they go, I don't know what I want to do. And yeah. You and I at 22, if we didn't have an idea at least a little bit, our dads would kick our tails.
Right.
You know, it's okay to figure it out as life goes on. And kids now are going to have 5-10 different jobs in some cases. But you have to have an interest. You got to have a certain interest and be open to the world, but at least have something you're chasing, don't
you? Today you have to have a career path. I mean, you all are in the communications industry. So you understand it, you understand the technology of it, you understand how it works, and so you at least can, if you lost your job here today, you can
Hey, whoa, what do you know? Somebody talking to you again? The Stedman Graham show start Monday?
But you have skills. You understand it. So where's your career path? What do you focus on? Who do you want to become long term? And can you create a vision board around all the things that are relevant to your development?
Tell everybody the name of the book again.
Identity Leadership.
It's out and available everywhere. Get 2 or 3 copies. You're careless. You'll put one way. You won't know where it is. Download 3 or 4 more. Before you go, there's a comfort zone piece you addressed in the book, which I think applies to a lot of things. Certainly the political mess we're in is people don't want to be given a world view. They want to hear what they want to hear. You know, the echo chamber thing.
Yeah.
It's really damaging in business, right? If you don't get out of your comfort zone.
Well, it goes back to self-awareness. You're not aware of anything. So you're in a zone that you're hardwired to think a certain way. You stay in that comfort zone, and somebody's got to shake you and tell you to get out of that. You got to be able to move today. Otherwise, the world is going faster and faster, and you can't keep up. And you're going backwards. The world is going forward. You're going to be replaced by machines, and pretty much your socioeconomic development is going to suffer.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very easy litmus test here. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, or in Dave's case at 2 o'clock in the morning because he's up trying to pee. You know, you get up at that hour, you better want to come to work. Mm-hmm. And if you start getting up at that hour and you go, this is the last thing I want to do, get out. Yeah, get out, because it's over. But the same thing can apply to a 9-to-5. You 9-to-5 and you're bored going to work? Well, it's not the right job anymore.
Well, where are you going? Because the marketplace, again, is changing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not relevant. You can't keep up because you don't learn anything. You don't pick up a book. You don't know where the marketplace is going. You don't stay on the cutting edge. The days of just sitting in a job for 20, 30 years, the same job, drawing the Social Security and a pension, is over.
Okay? Well said.
And so you need to be thinking about what your future is going to look like. And I'm not talking about just young people and middle-aged people. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah, exactly right. Because old ain't old anymore.
No, you don't want to be 74 and out on the street.
Right.
You want to be able to figure out how you're going to sustain yourself. And they're going to keep you alive a long time because we have the medicine. So you may live to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
What's that look like? You better have a vision bigger than your circumstances.
I got to tell you, me at 100, I think sexy. I think that's what it looks like. I think sexy.
And listen, you'll still be at the radio at 100.
How about this view? Point.
Come on. I mean, you got it made here. This is unbelievable. You used to be on the ground.
Right.
On the road.
Now I got a lake.
At everybody. Now,
they put a lake in.
I just walked by there.
Who
hey, Steve,
knew?
How you doing,
yeah,
buddy?
You're tall, but you ain't this tall. 18th floor. It's great seeing you, man.
Thank you so much.
My best to your whole family, and obviously hi to Oprah and everybody, and safe travels.
Continued success to you.
And I know I can keep up with you on the golf course, but if you spotted me 16, could I beat you to 20 on the basketball court?
Oh, no. Well, you have it. You're all-around athlete. No question about it.
Have you seen him on the basketball court?
Here's what I got. I got a fadeaway 20-footer as long as you're not in the same area code as I am.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Nice seeing you.
Nice to see you.
Stedman Graham, get Identity Leadership.